This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're buying a landmark. Trying to, anyway. Kim Solian is the Matsu Program Director for Great Land Trust, a conservation group. She said they didn't realize the butte was privately owned until just this year.
And so we're like, wow, that's a surprise. We thought that was already public because the Matsu Borough maintains a trail to the top.
The borough does own part of the butte, but not the top of it. The summit is owned by the Mental Health Trust.
So there's a mixture of landowners. The Matsu Borough has about 80 acres on the northwest side. And then a couple other farmers, like the Reindeer Farm, has a good portion of the one side of the butte. And then a couple other private landowners have another side. So it's a mix.
Great Land Trust is only interested in preserving the top of the butte. If they're able to raise the money to purchase it, they'll create a conservation easement on it, protecting it from future development.
Even though the top of the butte, the summit, is the destination for hundreds and hundreds of hikers every year, it could, because it's owned by a private entity, it isn't protected, it doesn't have a conservation easement on it, it could be developed as a cell tower farm, or maybe at some point it's feasible to mine it for granite and sell that for who knows what.
Although Great Land Trust is responsible for the fundraising, the campaign has drawn in some private citizens, including Dan McDonough, a resident of Butte and creator of the Facebook page I Helped Buy the Butte. McDonough says he's hiked the Butte hundreds of times.
I've hiked it at midnight to look at the northern lights and the northern lights of Nova Palmer. I've hiked it at during the lunar eclipse and early in the morning for sunrises, and we've brought Santa Claus up there and taken pictures of Santa up there with a tree. And so it's definitely seems to be a center point of activity for us.
McDonough even started a weekly butte hike. He says his group's been meeting up every Monday morning for more than a year now. He started the group after realizing how many people he knew had just given up on hiking.
A lot of people that have done it and started doing it are people that have gotten away a little bit from the outdoors. That they did it when they were younger, and then they let a bunch of time lapse. And now that they're older and all that time, and I'm out of shape, and it's going to take me forever, and I can't do it. And it seems to be those type of people that show up, and after they've done it a couple times, they're hooked.
McDonough says that's what makes the butte so special. Just about anyone can do it, and the payoff at the top is well worth the hike. And Kim Solian with Great Land Trust couldn't agree more.
The butte hike is iconic. You can see the Kinnick Glacier, the Matanuska River, downtown Palmer, the farms, Kinnick Arm, Pioneer Peak. It's spectacular, and it's really accessible for almost everyone. And so we would really love to have everyone who loves the butte, who has hiked the butte, to join us in helping buy the butte so it can be protected forever.
Solian says they've raised roughly half of the $180,000 needed to buy the summit. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.